Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, Chris covers systematic approaches to identifying and addressing customer objections through strategic content placement.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier, and our focus this time around is something that separates good from great marketing content, objection handling. Something that I've always found fascinating is how most companies spend thousands of dollars creating content that showcases their product's features, but they completely ignore the elephant in the room, which is the real reasons people aren't buying. Think about it. Your prospects have objections swirling around in their heads, and if you're not addressing those concerns directly in your content, they're going to look somewhere else for their solution. So in this episode, we're going to look at ways to systematically uncover these objections and weave your responses into your marketing in a way that feels natural and builds genuine confidence. Let's start with the most important step, actually finding out what your customers are worried about. I'm always surprised by how many marketers skip this research phase and just make an educated guess. Here's what works. Start by talking to your sales team. They hear the same objections day in and day out. Ask them to list the top five concerns they encounter in every conversation. Next, dig into your customer service records and support tickets. The questions people ask after they buy can often reveal what held them back before they bought. And here's a clever way to think about this. Look at your competitors' reviews, especially the negative ones. Those complaints might be objections preventing people from choosing you too. Once you have a good idea of what those objections are, you need a way to address them in your content without sounding defensive. This is where most companies go wrong, creating a standalone FAQ page and consider it done. But objections need to be addressed exactly when they come up in the customer's mind, not hidden away on a page nobody visits. If price is an objection, don't wait until the pricing page to address it. There was a software company that started including ROI calculators in their blog posts, showing potential savings right in the educational content. They weren't selling yet, just normalizing the conversation about cost versus value early in the journey. So think carefully about the mental journey your prospects are likely to be on. Here's a basic model for handling different types of objections. For trust-based concerns like, will this actually work for my industry? Use case studies and specific examples. For implementation worries, create step-by-step guides or video walkthroughs. For price objections, comparison content works well, showing total cost of ownership versus alternatives. The key is matching the content format to the nature of the objection. Another technique that can be really effective is the preemptive acknowledgement. Instead of pretending objections don't exist, call them out directly. You might write something like, "You might be thinking this sounds complicated to set up," and then immediately follow with how you've simplified the process. This shows you understand your customer's perspective and builds trust faster than just listing benefits. Another secret weapon? Social proof. Though use it strategically. Don't just pile on generic testimonials. Match specific proof to specific objections. If people worry about the learning curve, share a testimonial from someone who specifically mentions how quickly they got up to speed. If reliability is the concern, showcase uptime stats or long-term customer relationships. Now let's put this into practice. I'd like you to take one of your main objections and then audit your content with it in mind. Where does this concern naturally arise in your customer's journey? Once you have that, create or modify just one piece of content that addresses this objection at exactly that moment. It could be adding a single paragraph to an existing blog post or creating a short video that tackles the concern head-on. Deploy it and see what happens over the coming weeks. That's going to do it for this episode on objection handling and marketing content. I'm Chris Spanier, and I look forward to seeing you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Practical Actionable Marketing. In this episode, Chris walked you through systematic ways to uncover and address customer objections within your marketing content. If you found these strategies helpful, be sure to subscribe and share this episode with others you think may benefit. We'll see you next week with more hands-on marketing tactics that you can put to use right away.